Now, you interviewed someone in L.A. by the name of Lynn Dickey, who for a moment, while I was glancing, thought maybe it was that football player from years gone back. But it was not.
Yeah, she's a contactee. Really bizarre stories. She was involved in certain occult practices, which eventually opened her up to these entities. And she, of course, believed at one point that she was contacting, let's say, somebody from the Beta Reticuli or wherever. I mean, you know, the Pleiades, whatever. That's what she believed. And these entities would manifest, and they would communicate with her telepathically, and she would take photographs. In other words, they would tell her, go out and take a photograph of the sky, and she would do that, and when she would develop, these are all digital photographs, by the way,
yeah.
And then she would see a saucer, a craft, and this happened over a period of time, and she eventually got to the point where she realized that when these things began to manifest and communicate with her and to... So she's like an experiencer, a contactee. I mean, different than someone who's been abducted. She was never, as far as I know, never really abducted. But she was in contact with these entities. And oftentimes, and this is an important point, oftentimes she would have this overwhelming feeling of dread and a nausea in her stomach, in her body, which are warning signs. And she wouldn't really heed them, and she kept going on with this thing. And so she finally became sort of sickly, emaciated, lost a lot of weight, and that's when she finally came out of it. And at one point, she talks about where the entity would appear to her in a form that, like a shapeshifter, appear to her in a way that she would sort of accept it. And when she began to back away from it, the thing kind of showed her what it really looked like. And that's when she realized that whatever these things were, they were incredibly malevolent, and that's what she comes on the record, and that's what her story is about. That's a thumbnail sketch of it.